Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places. This is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired profiles the band Lithium 7 and their heartfelt debut EP, Something Else Is Waiting. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to another edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. Lithium 7 may sound like the most powerful, potent antidepressant on the market, but in fact, it's the name of a band out of Dayton, Ohio, fronted by the Gormley brothers, Soren and Sean. You usually hear about people being introduced to music early in life, but these brothers didn't pick up guitars until they were in their late 20s. I had a chance to speak with Soren Gormley of Lithium 7 about being a late bloomer and settling on a sound that has earned them critical praise, and you'll hear all of that in just a few minutes. From their EP, Something Else Is Waiting, here is Lithium 7 with Get to Montana.
I stayed too long in Nashville and I drew my line in the hills. I waited for you in the Carolinas, the mountains moving still. You said you'll be waiting, gotta keep myself awake. Keep my eyes on the open stretch and the miles I make. Gotta get to Montana before the morning. Sit with the rising sun and all its glory. We're all living downstream from the fallen heartland. We're all eating corn out of someone else's hand. Fill every inch of green to the grizz or will out in a cafe around Silicon. Burned my words in the ashtray when I could not find a friend. Made my way to Flagstaff through the painted desert sun. Found diesel, caffeine fumes, the more I tried to run. Gotta get to Montana before the morning. Sit with the rising sun and all its glory. We're all living downstream from the falling heartland. Falling corn out of someone else's hand. Fill every inch of green with a grizz or will before the open rain, though the morning dried her eyes. I tried to sort the mystery in the blood of the Bozeman Trail. The paths of our history, they have paved life as frail. We're all living downstream from the fallen heartland. We're all eating corn, it's out of someone else's hand. Fill every inch of green with the seeds, they're in your hand. Before the morning, sit with the rising sun and all its glory.
From their debut EP, Something Else Is Waiting, that was Lithium 7 with Get to Montana. Visit the band at their official website, www.lithium7.com. I had a chance to speak with singer and guitarist Soren Gormley of Lithium 7 over the phone. Here's how it went. Well, your band Lithium 7 has just released the three-song EP, Something Else Is Waiting. Is that title indicative of more to come?
Ironically, it did turn out that way. We didn't intend it that way, but it did work out that way. This is obviously the EP is kind of the first release from the band and the first introduction into our musical lives and for listeners. And it worked out kind of well that the title ended up being that.
I see. And now that it's out there for people to hear, how do you feel about the end result?
We're all really pleased with the response that the EP is getting. We're really happy with the way it turned out. It was a self-recorded project, so done all in our own home studios and a real labor of love to get the three songs done. And the responses have been phenomenal. I mean, we've been getting great reviews from listeners and fans. The blog sites are picking up some, dropping reviews out there here and there. And Jimmy Ray at ScopeMagazine.com gave us a great review a little while back in June. We've been getting some airplay on non-commercial radio stations in the U.S. and abroad, so we're really pleased with how it turned out and the response that it's getting. And also, we spent probably the past, 8 to 10 years really trying to hone our craft as songwriters and build up home studios. We decided to kind of invest in our own musical equipment as opposed to, spending money for a studio. And there's obviously advantages and pros and cons to that. So we spent the better part of the past, whatever many years, building up home studios, experimenting with recording and sound engineering, really trying to learn how to do that. So we were all just, so it definitely turned out better than we expected, doing it as a home recording. And it captures really a nice organic side of the band that we didn't expect either, because it kind of just came out that way. And one other thing too that I think we've been really pleased with is the artwork on the CD. We were very fortunate to work with John Grabart, who is a New Orleans digital artist and graphic artist, and he did an amazing job on the CD cover. We've gotten lots of compliments about that too.
I see. And have there been any reactions to the CD that have surprised you at all?
Yeah, I think, you kind of go into it thinking, there's only three songs in the EP, but we kind of think, which ones are going to do well or not do well, and everybody has really grabbed hold of the title track, Something Else Is Waiting. It seems like that's been getting a really good response, and so that's been kind of nice and surprising. And then I think just in general, there's been criticism as far as like constructive criticism, maybe, in terms of the mix sometimes, but overall the responses we've had are super positive, and that's been really surprising. I think we kind of expected, hey, this is what we like doing, we love making music, and we thought we put something out that we would be really proud of, but the way that people are digging on the songs has been really surprising to us. It's really cool.
Talk about the genesis of the band. How did it start?
Actually, the band started. Sean and I have been playing music. My brother and I, Sean, have been playing music for a while now. We started in our late 20s, and so we've been playing together for a while. And the band came about. We had been playing out live. We spent a lot of time playing live for 4 or 5 years, and we had decided we wanted to we're doing an acoustic duo type performance or type music, and we decided we wanted to kind of move to a fuller band sound, and so we started looking for drummers online, and John Carroll popped up online, and my brother found him, and we listened to some of his stuff, and we really liked what he was doing musically, and so we reached out to him, and that just from there, we went out to lunch one day, and then everything has naturally evolved from there. And Jim, we met him actually in a music store here in Ohio, Dayton, Ohio, and he worked at the music store when we met him, and we were just starting to learn how to play music at that point, and we were playing out live a lot, and so we were in the store buying things constantly. And as time progressed, we really got, in talking at the store, we really got interested in each other's, you know, music, and Jim's really passionate about songwriting, and he's a great melodist, so we started wanting to hear more of his stuff, and that it just kind of fit together. So we've worked with Jim for the better part of our musical careers, and then John kind of slipped into the mix about 5 years in after we had done it for about 5 years, and it's been a really good thing.
You guys are late bloomers, it sounds like. What compelled you to get into music in your late 20s?
Interestingly enough, Sean and I are definitely late bloomers. John and Jim have been doing it, you know, since they were kids, but I was dating a woman in college, and I wrote poetry at the time. I was taking poetry classes, and she said, you know, you write really good poems. Maybe you should look into learning how to play the guitar. You might be able to fit the two pieces together. And I took a guitar class in college, and from there, I literally, for one semester, started playing it. And then Sean came back from on spring break, and he saw that I was playing the guitar. He went back to school. He picked up the guitar. And by the next summer, we were both practicing all the time and trying to learn music. And we both really just dug into it. I don't, it's interesting, too, because I think if you ask any one of the band members, all of us would say that, you know, from the moment that we picked up the instruments and started playing music, we kind of knew that's what we really like doing or love doing and want to do.
Describe working with your brother. What's that like?
It's been a really good experience for us. I think it obviously as brothers, you know, we'll have our fair share of disagreements, but the nice part about being brothers when you work together is you can pretty much bang each other's heads and you'll come out on the other side and realize, like, hey, let's work through this, and you know that the person's always going to be there, even if you're pretty candid with them at any given time. But it's brought us much closer. I have an immense respect and admiration for Sean's songwriting ability. He's an extremely gifted songwriter, and so it's a real treat to get to work together. And we both are very passionate about it. We both have we're both very driven, and so I think that helps because we both are on a very similar path as far as trying to write great songs and make great music. So it just seems to gel really well.
Talk about the other two bandmates and what it is you think each of them brings to the table, not just musically, but personality-wise, that makes this work.
We've been pretty fortunate with the four of us. John and Jim, obviously, everybody's got a slightly different personality, and John is a very good critical thinker, so he's very good at analyzing things and kind of distilling them down to their essence. Jim is more, he seems to be more driven by his heart, so he follows, you know, kind of lets his heart be his guide kind of concept. And the interesting thing about working with them is I think all of us want the same thing musically, and we all are on similar paths musically, but we each have slightly different ideas about how to do that and how to get there. And both of them are all of us are very observant of each other's feelings and desires and everything else that we want to try to accomplish, and so we all try to work together to assimilate that in, and they both do that really well, and I think that's what works so well for us, because Sean and I kind of had that already, and then when we started working with them, it just seemed to fit.
Visit the band at their official website, www.lithium7.com. Here is Lithium 7 with the title track of their debut EP, Something Else Is Waiting. Sight.
jealous of the patient way the leaves wait to fall all autumn long before they gracefully surrender.
Seven, interesting title. Where does it come from?
Lithium 7, I think everybody who tries to develop a band name struggles with that. I mean, every time you hear people talk about how they developed a band name, they they spend a lot of time. I mean, unless they get lucky and something just pops for them. But and we had been spending a little bit of time trying to figure out what the band name was going to be that was representative of what the whole was, what the entity was, what we were as a band. And Sean stumbled across, I don't remember how he stumbled across the word lithium, but he said, what about lithium? Maybe he saw it in a book or something like that, or a song. And so we looked up the definition of lithium. And as it turns out, lithium is, we looked up the definition of lithium, and as it turns out, it's one of the first elements, or this is a theory, that it's one of the first elements in the Big Bang. So it's one of the synthesized elements in the Big Bang. And so that kind of resonated with us because it's got a primordial feel to it, very like, from the history of time kind of feel. And we feel, the band, we feel as a band like we've worked together forever, even though we've only worked together for, maybe 10 years or so as a unit. So that piece was interesting to us. The other piece is lithium, I guess, it's used in a lot of different things. And the other piece that was interesting to us about lithium is it only can exist in the form of a compound. So it can't actually exist out by itself in the world. And that's kind of how we feel as a unit. We feel like the music is better together, and, we collaborate in that way, and that really resonated with us. So we kind of stuck with that.
Explain, if it can be explained, how songwriting gets done in this band. How does that work?
Generally speaking, we're starting to move in other directions now, but generally speaking, the way it's happened thus far is one member of the band will write a song and separately, and then they share it with the band. And if the rest of the band feels connected to the song, or if we feel like something cool is happening with the tune, then everyone kind of climbs on and we start fleshing it out to see what we can do with it. As far as songwriting, everybody in the band writes music. So, different pieces of things can get added onto songs because of that. So we have, Jim writes songs, John Carroll writes music, Sean obviously writes, I write. And so we each bring different things to the table in that regard, too. So, but most of the time, it's pretty much somebody brings a song, and then the rest of the band climbs on top of it and kind of adds their feel to it.
Let's see. Talk about the song Get to Montana. What inspired that one?
Get to Montana, that was inspired by a road trip that I took, a cross-country trip that I took back in my 20s with a friend of mine. And I didn't realize that I was writing a song about that trip when I wrote it. It just kind of started coming out, and then I realized, oh, this is about the trip that we took, and recognizing that we're all interconnected. It's got the lyric about we're all living downstream from the fallen heartland. And so as pieces of the world decay and get torn down, we're all impacted by that. And I think that was one of the things that I really took away from that trip, is that, if we build stuff up, we're impacted by that. If we tear it down, we're impacted by that. We're all interconnected in that way. And realizing, too, the other thing that was interesting about the trip, which I don't know if the song conveys this, but we took basically like a rental car. Not a rental car. It was a driveaway car was what it was called. And so you put a deposit down, and then you get to drive a car to its next destination. You don't get to pick the destination. You just get to drive it there, drop it off, and then you can pick up another car that's going some other place. And the first car we got was a repo car. It was being driven back to Arizona, so we drove that back to Arizona. And what we didn't have any plans for this trip. We had no hotel rooms booked or anything like that. We were just going across country, and we had a tent and sleeping bags and my guitar. And every place that we went, people took us in or they helped us out. One night when we landed in Arizona, we didn't have a place to stay. And we got there too late. The rental agents or the car agency had closed. So we slept outside. We were sitting outside of a gas station just kind of like thinking, okay, well, we'll just wait it out till morning. And then some people pulled up, and they were heading over to Denny's to have dinner. So we went over and had dinner with them. Then they invited us back. They let us sleep on the couch, the chairs in the living room. We ran out of money in, I can't remember. I think it was maybe Colorado, Denver, or somewhere like that. and we're sitting at a gas station, no money, we didn't know how we were going to get gas, and this woman saw us talking about that, and she offered us $10 and gave us money to make it to the next city. So the thing that I also picked up from that trip is that people are incredibly giving when given the chance.
What do you think is next musically for the band?
We're in the process of starting a new album right now, and we're recording new tunes. I don't know what it'll turn into when it's done, but whether it'll be an album or just individual releases, but we're in the process of recording right now. The music that's in the pipeline at this point is a little bit more electric and maybe a little bit more alternative sounding than what we've done thus far. It's still got acoustic elements to it and everything, but it's a slightly more alternative sound. And so that's kind of been worse. We're doing that. We're trying to figure out, I think as every band is right now, trying to figure out where you fit in this whole kind of global music village, as it were. And we're trying to figure that out as well, because now the music scene is completely different. And we spent all this time trying to figure out recording, and now we're trying to figure out some of the other elements, like networking with people, social media, all those things. I think a lot of bands are trying to do that too, or they've already done it, you know, successfully, and we're trying to learn from those also. So kind of, and the other thing that we're working on too is trying to figure out, with through the social media and such, ways to connect with our fans and be more, you know, connected with them, rather than kind of operating in a silo and just doing our thing. So, but there's some good stuff in the horizon.
Visit the band at their official website, www.lithium7.com. From their debut EP, Something Else Is Waiting, here is Lithium 7 once again with Arizona.
Can you come back from Arizona? I need you here with me. I haven't seen you in a lifetime. You've been waiting to be seen. While the moon is moving all around us, you will complement its pull. Two flowers in the desert, spring and fall. Leave your hand. I will love you like you love me, and I will stand before your eyes, and I will listen to your breathing, and to anticipate its rise. Yeah.
That's all the time we're going to have here at Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Soren of Lithium 7 and to Rhonda Brilliant of Rainmaker Media Group. Once again, visit the band at their official website, www.lithium7.com. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com.